Right now, as we do each and every Friday at this time, we bring in Travis, our producer, for a little Friday frivolity.
Hello. Hello. Yes, today I have curated a list of postings from one of my favorite places on the internet, Craigslist Missed Connections. Now, for any of those not aware, this is a place for those that have a interaction with a stranger. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I thought he was.
I thought we were about to lose Donovan.
Hey, don't worry about me. You do your job.
Looked like he was having a problem there.
Yeah, we were trying.
It turned out okay.
I was having a major problem with his chair.
I thought you were going to lose you there for a minute. We were going to have a head injury, Donnie, for the rest of the day.
That was really close.
Anyway, if you have an interaction with a stranger and you don't catch a number, you don't get a name, you can post it here on Craigslist for them to find at their own leisure. So it can be kind of wild. So what I brought for you today is a curated list of fun ones. Let's start in Dallas at North Park Mall. And this was about 2.5 weeks ago.
Okay.
Joey in Dallas. Long shot, but I'm looking for the woman, Joey, in Dallas, Saturday evening. You are a Hispanic, and this is at North Park Mall.
So her name is Joey?
Her name is Joey, okay. It appears. You are Hispanic. You were wearing a green dress and seated out on the patio when you and the person you were with sat down. You and I immediately made eye contact and continued that eye contact throughout the night.
Yeah, you did.
If this is you, I would love to chat. Seemed like we were feeling each other, or at least I know I was.
Apparently not, since you didn't go over and talk to her.
Why didn't he say anything?
If you remembered what I look like, let me know so I know it's you. That's my favorite part of these, is they'll have like a little note from the interaction or the non-interaction. Like, what color shirt was I wearing?
This is just, you liked her so much. And I mean, that's usually the go-to with a woman. If she's making eye contact with you in the way this guy is describing, then it's totally okay for you to go over and chat.
Say hi.
Her.
How are you?
Right,
yeah.
Like, I noticed you looking at me across the room.
Now, with the advent of social media, not just Craigslist,
who goes
would it be creepy to if you took a picture from afar and say, hey, help me find her?
Yeah.
But it's creepy Craigslist. Creepy also. Because
I think,
help me find this woman.
There's not a chance.
Anybody know her address?
There's not a chance that she's going to see that.
You don't know that, dude.
Say,
that's what we're doing here. We're bringing them together. Bringing attention to this.
I just think, what woman is like, man, I wonder if that guy posted anything on Craigslist where I could find him again.
Yeah, I don't know. How many people visit Craigslist besides Travis?
I forgot it existed.
Well, I've never been there. I have
really?
No clue. No.
Well, I used to buy stuff off of it.
Yeah, I've
never
sold,
have.
Back in the day.
Sold.
Yeah. I've sold stuff on there.
Looked for jobs on there.
Sure. You can find all kinds of things on there. Apparently, you can find hitmen on there from what I've read.
I found a couple in Missed Connections.
Apparently had 257 million viewers or visits in March.
Really?
Pretty good.
Damn.
Pretty good. 3,400.
Well, now I wonder, do you need to check Craigslist every day if you ran into somebody and you thought, I wonder who that is? Maybe
that would be the last
place you're talking about me.
See, this might be the next level of Missed Connections, is we need to post a Missed Connection just to see what kind of responses we get, because I don't know what that end of it looks like, because a lot of times they'll have on there, like, don't text me, or that the bottom it'll say these messages are going to like a Craigslist created email address,
right,
like it's hiding their real email address. So maybe we need to set up our own. Until then, a beautiful lady at Winco, love your curly hair, in Fort Worth.
Okay.
You were with your two kids. We crossed looks, got close to you by the butchering section, but didn't get a chance to talk. If you see this, contact me, please. This was about 2 weeks ago at the Winco in Fort Worth.
And they leave their number?
No, you respond to the email address.
To the posting.
Oh.
And then it goes to your email,
right,
and you can exchange personal information through email. I got close to you at the butchering
section.
Yeah,
that was the part of that one that threw me.
Don't worry, I can get rid of those two kids.
The butchering department.
Yeah.
I wonder if there are any postings about us on there. Maybe
there isn't.
Need to check.
You don't know.
How would you know if it was you?
I saw you writing a check.
Yeah. I saw you giving your Uber driver a hard time.
I saw you writing a check.
He was dropping it off.
Your penmanship was amazing. Call me.
I haven't seen that since 1987, and I knew.
Shut up. Yeah.
You were wearing a bright yellow zip top with King Tut on it.
I haven't written a check today, Jackwagon.
Not today. You got some coming, though, with your generic event. I'm sure you'll write a check for something.
What would mine would just be like, I saw you drinking a craft beer. And you were making this creepy voice as though you were just 5 years old.
I saw you drink flight after flight after flight after
I couldn't
flight.
Believe the amount of alcohol you could consume. My bosom is full fantasizing of you.
With that, let's head down to my hood in Arlington. Cruising in Arlington. I'm the guy that came to do some plumbing work in your bathroom.
Oh, I bet he was.
I'd like to come over again and see if you
bet
see this. Shoot me a message and let me know.
I'll bring my lead pipe next time I come.
Ugh.
Yeah, that's creepy.
That's a bad one.
Not you, Matt. That's understood.
I've been inside your house.
Right.
I went through your underwear drawer. If these are yours, let me know. Weird plumber.
The plumber one is pretty good. Let's see here. I've got...
Is it? That would freak me out.
Should we respond to one of these and try to see if we can just guess?
Let's see. Rooster needs a hen in Texarkana.
Oh, my God. Of course it's in Texarkana. Rooster needs a hen.
Yeah. The only line on here is darker white meat only.
Well, hell, that's everything.
Well, how was that?
Look,
he's not
picky, but he's got jokes.
He went to the wrong section.
He also, I don't know that he did because he posted Rooster needs a hen. Rooster needs dark meat hen. Rooster needs hen and red feathers.
Okay.
He was going back to the well. He didn't get the answer he
wanted.
Dude
is a little creepy,
so
I would say.
So he's doing bits, and I just wonder what, if any, type of response you're getting, and if you get a response, how can you take it seriously?
Like, how can this?
So now you just automatically think that the girl in the green dress,
right,
saw that and said, "Oh, I remember." And you're typing a response and will say, "Meet me at the gas station in 45 minutes."
And Rooster Guy,
I'm gonna do this or not?
Rooster Guy, who's got several postings for the different chickens that he'd like to meet, how can he trust that his red feather chicken post is going to get only red feathers? There's no, like, can you send a photo with this?
Man, people are weird.
They are.
No, maybe you can.
Let's head to the Katy Trail, shall we?
All right, now we're getting a little closer to the station.
We were walking beside each other and kept looking at each other, but both had earbuds in.
I bet you had
yoga pants on and a white shirt top.
Man, that narrows it down.
Yeah, that's to a few hundred thousand on the Katy Trail.
Wish I could have gotten your number.
Calm down.
Chill,
calm down, bro. Look at me.
I didn't say anything.
They're anonymous people. About to head back down to the trail. Say hi if you see this. This was about a week ago.
25,000 girls that live in that area are like,
I can't wait to see him again.
It's me. Remember white top with yoga pants on? Every female in the city?
100% she was looking at him going, why is this dude looking at me?
Right.
I guarantee you that's what was happening.
But then he thought, oh, she's looking at me.
He's made it even creepier.
It's a reason why she had the earbuds on. Doesn't want to be disturbed by you.
This is so odd. What is this under now? They've changed the site.
It's just missed connections. If you search Craigslist Dallas missed connections, as we do missed connections here on the invasion,
connections.
You'll find it. And you'll find a lot of these in there because I was looking for some new ones last night.
Very nice.
And a lot of these are from about a week ago. They're still in there.
Should we respond to that guy?
The rooster?
No, the guy that you just read, Bick. I think it might be me. I'm a woman, and I live close to the Katy Trail, and I often wear a white top with yoga pants.
I don't think we should tell on air that we're engaging in catfishing.
I mean, it's not catfishing.
Well, we could dump it.
And then you tell them to, I would love for you to have on a tuxedo with flowers.
Yeah, and then we go down there and be like, hey.
On the trail.
Yeah, because we're not catfishing. And we're just like, hey, it's me.
It's me.
But you have to wear yoga pants and a white top.
Yeah.
When you go down there. But it's you.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
That'd be...
Oh, a lot.
Me and yoga pants, good lord. That'd be hideous.
Let's go to Plano. Food court at Sam's Club on Ohio.
Oh, my God. Sam's
Looking
Club.
For the guy I sat next to at Sam's Club in North Plano. We were having a piece of pizza while our wives were shopping. We talked about getting together. You said you could use a break to get some stress relief.
Oh my gosh, it's one of those weird dudes that wants the thing in the parking lot.
Forgot to get your number. Hopefully you see this and we can connect or reconnect. This was, I don't have a date on this one exactly. Just a couple of buds bonding over some za.
And some the wives are out there trying to, dude, you know, get.
And that is a beating.
Like 700 oh Tide Pods.
Dude. Like the biggest loaf of bread you can find.
Are you
as many chicken nuggets as you can stuff in a box as possible.
84 meatballs.
Dude.
So, you like pepperoni too.
That's weird.
I see what you're doing.
Like, even if it's the a dude and you're talking, why wouldn't you get the guy's number right there? Hey, man, let's hang out.
Okay, I don't think that guy wants to hang out.
Yeah, he does. Just
he wants
not
to,
that
he wants to hang out.
Yeah, dude.
With his wang out.
Yes, that was a joke.
That was kind of where we were going. Yeah,
we knew it, too.
Let's get a couple
Thanks,
more
Bob.
In. Let's get a couple more in. Oak Cliff. With
That's
your,
my hood.
That is.
With, okay, maybe this is you.
Maybe, no. Maybe, it, well, let's just
I
read
I promise
it.
You it's not.
Let's just see. With your mom.
Okay, maybe that is me.
Looked like you were with your mom at Ross.
Oh, no, that's not me.
You're a tall, good-looking Latino with wavy hair and tattoos.
Definitely nice. You.
I hope you see this. You didn't seem too busy on your, or you seem too busy on your phone, but if you're interested, send me a message.
Dudes are the dumbest species in the whole world.
Gotta shoot your shot, dude.
You don't think women post on here looking for guys?
Sure, but 98% of dudes. And instead of just saying something there, they expect that that one particular person that you were looking for is going to be on that particular website and will go, oh, yeah, I was so busy in my phone, I looked up and saw you, and I want to meet you. This, I don't understand.
It's really odd. You're not wrong.
All right, I don't want to wrongly attribute this next one. This one was sent to me by our afternoon ticker man, Kevin Landrum Lando.
Oh, he has a misconnection?
No, that's why I wanted to bring that one up that way.
Okay.
This is not a Lando misconnection. This is a misconnection sent to me by Lando.
Okay, I got you. Okay.
You farted in Kroger yesterday in Midtown. You were a tall brunette with a near-perfect body that farted in the bread section last night. I was the tall guy next to you that looked over and asked, was that you? You quickly replied, no, it wasn't.
You
almost seemed insulted that I would ask. As the stink grew, you continued to deny your flatulence, but it was evident. I tried to get rid of the stench by waving two loaves of ciabatta bread. You proceeded to storm off in an angry manner. You're beautiful, and even though you are a liar and fart like a Clydesdale, I'd love to meet up again.
I bet you would.
You know what?
How about this one? I just came across this
one. You got
one.
A good one? Let's hit it.
The title is, Where is My Thick Girl from Fort Worth?
See, I try to skip some of these because they're just fishing.
I miss you. I need you. I want to do things for you. Will you just hold my skinny arms for a little while?
What?
And then
Travis enjoyed that.
I told you, dude, this is my favorite part of the internet.
You think who'd we send out to the Byron Nelson today? Who's out there?
Michael Dixon.
Yeah.
So he's out there right now. You think he posted this one? Because the headline says Byron Nelson McKinney.
Whoa.
And I'm not saying he posted, I'm just wondering. He says, we made eye contact several times in the pavilion, most recently over to the AC ducts. You are very petite. Meet for drinks.
That's not
Michael!
Do your ticker
stuff. You
worry stuff.
About the updates and the standings and stop posting on Craigslist.
Yeah, what's going on?
Watch
man?
The golf.
Watch golf.
All right.
Not golf. AC ducks.
Hopefully, if any of those incorporate any of our P1s, please let us know and maybe we can help make a connection.
My gosh. Send them to me at TravisM1310. Skip Craigslist. Send them to me.
And maybe we can do the Chuck Woolery 2-2 and connect some of these love connections around here.
How great would that be?
We can get this rooster hooked up with a hen.
We can bring him in studio and have him meet for the first time. Like, what was that like, her smell in Kroger?
It's the invasion dating game.
What did you think waving ciabatta bread was going to do?
Who knows? Maybe it's thick and it is a better fan. I don't know.
1110, it's the world's most dangerous midday show. That is some Friday frivolity for your farting butt.